This week we're featuring a sale on Fridays. They're BOGA. Buy one, get awesome. I'm Carl Azus for CNN 10. Hope your Friday's going well. Tensions between the United States and Russia start things off for us. On Thursday, U.S. President Joe Biden placed new sanctions, penalties on dozens of Russian organizations and several Russian individuals. These sanctions prevent U.S. banks from doing business with certain Russian banks. They kick out at least 10 Russian diplomats from the country's mission in Washington, D.C. Why? The Biden administration says there are several reasons. As far as the diplomats go, U.S. officials say some of them work for Russian intelligence. That's according to The Hill Media Company. Last year, there was a cyber attack on an American software company called SolarWinds. That attack resulted in spying on U.S. government agencies and private companies. The Biden administration says Russia's behind that. The Asian country calls the accusation nonsense. American intelligence officials released a report last month that accused Russia of interfering in the 2020 U.S. presidential election. And there have been reports that Russia has been encouraging people in Afghanistan to kill American troops and their allies there. President Biden says all of this constitutes an extraordinary threat to national security, foreign policy, and the economy of the United States. Before the sanctions were announced, he and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke over the phone on Thursday, and the U.S. leader said that while he was going to respond to Russia's actions, he was not looking to escalate tensions with Russia, that he believes it's in both nations' interests to find a stable and predictable path forward in their relationship. For its part, Russia's government says it hasn't been involved in what the U.S. government accuses it of doing, and the nation's foreign ministry spokeswoman says her country will respond to the new U.S. sanctions in the coming days. Almost exactly 8 years ago, there was a terrorist attack near the finish line of the Boston Marathon. Three people were killed, and more than 250 others were injured. Heather Abbott was one of the survivors, but her injury was permanent, and she was faced with a difficult choice: to live in pain, possibly for the rest of her life, or to take the advice of doctors and amputees and have her leg removed below the knee. What she went through opened her eyes to a problem faced by other amputees, and what she did in response through her nonprofit organization is the reason why Abbott's a CNN hero.
Typically, insurance will pay for one prosthesis, so something that's basic, like a metal walking prosthesis. Any other prostheses, like those designed for running or anything that looks realistic, they consider cosmetic and not medically necessary. At that time, I was really concerned with not having any of my normal life taken away. These are my many different legs. This one is my running leg. It has a little Boston Strong logo on it. And for me, having those multiple prostheses, I think, kept my sanity intact to a certain degree. This one is what I like to call my house leg. It has a slipper on all the time. Being able to do the things that I did before. Being able to have some privacy about being an amputee. And this is my high heel leg. I can paint the toenails. I can use toenail polish remover.
Not easy carrying a pug and wearing high heels.
And had my injury not happened in such a public way where there was so much assistance available, I never would have been able to afford to pay for all those multiple prostheses.
Some of our recent beneficiaries.
So I decided to start the Heather Abbott Foundation in order to do what I could to help people get those devices that simply couldn't get them because they were out of reach. I met Corey quite a few years ago. She was one of our first beneficiaries. And Corey lost her leg in a lawnmower accident when she was 2 years old. She was a very active little girl at the time who wanted a running leg.
I have a good job with great insurance. I'm lucky, but it only covers the one leg a year. Because she's growing, we've already probably had 8 or 10 legs.
You want to put it in or you want me to?
The running leg would cost between $20,000 and $50,000. We would not be able to get a running leg without Heather's help.
Some things I like to do are playing volleyball, basketball, riding my bike, really just like stuff that gets me moving. The walking leg only has a flex ankle. If I use the walking prosthetic, it's a lot harder to run because there's not as much spring as there is in the running leg. Before, I'd always be a little bit behind, but now I'm feeling like I'm catching up to everybody, so.
She hasn't let anything stop her. Her mom sent me a video of her recently snowboarding, and she looked amazing. It is frustrating to see people that can't have what they need to live the life they want just because money is an obstacle. It seems like that shouldn't be a question.
He is the crazy man.
We've helped around 42 people, which doesn't sound like much, but because of the cost of these devices, it has been a big endeavor. We've been able to raise about $1.5 million over the last 6 years. Yeah. It has been life-changing for them, and a lot of them remind me of that. They keep in touch and tell me about what they're doing in their lives. This whole experience just showed me a whole different part of life that I otherwise wouldn't have known. And I do try to focus on all the positive things that have resulted from that terrible day.
Ten-second trivia. Which of these organisms has the most known species? Birds, spiders, grass, or cockroaches? Scientists believe there are more than 45,000 species of spiders out there. What does a spider web sound like? We don't know. But to help understand the creatures better, how they build their webs, how they communicate, scientists at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology recently conducted an experiment. They scanned spider webs with a laser. They used the scans to create a 3D computer model of the web. Then they used artificial intelligence to assign musical notes to the strands of the web. When those virtual notes were played together, here's what they sounded like. An MIT engineering professor calls it unusual and eerie and scary, but ultimately beautiful. He adds researchers may be learning to speak the language of the spider and hopes this will lead to better communication with arachnids. For a dozen Magellanic penguins in Argentina, it was a big day. They were headed back out to sea. These animals were found in bad shape a while back. Conservationists say they were malnourished and dehydrated, and that caused some of them to lose their feathers that protect them from the cold. After biologists at a rescue center nursed them back to health, the animals were released recently with conservationists, visitors, and kids looking on. All of the penguins were dressed up for the occasion, wearing their tuxedos. Which was easy tuxedo. It looked like they were pen-grinning from ear to ear, that they took one look at the ocean and wanted to flip, that they were glad to be beak. Once they got penguined to the fact that they were back home, those animals took flight. Well, actually, they didn't, but I don't think flight lessened them. After all, they got right back into the swim with no need to magil panic. I'm Carl Azus with the news. Newport News. That's the city in Virginia where we heard from Woodside High School. Have a great weekend, y'all.